You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Wisconsin and beyond. How y'all doing today? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I hate breaking promises to you, but I feel that I may have to do exactly that today. Yesterday, I told you I'm done talking about baseball. I'm not watching any more baseball. I'm done with it. And alas, there was yet another Jesse Winker Wanker headline in the Journal Sentinel this morning. And it was a good headline. It was some fun ribbing, I would have to say. Of course, if you didn't catch the show yesterday and you missed the headline, Jesse Winker Wanker of the Mets, formerly of the Brewers, the Mets now in the NLCS. Boo. He has said that, let's see what the exact quote is. He will hate the city of Milwaukee forever. Yes, that is Mr. Jesse Winker Wanker, now of the Mets. And Milwaukee's very own Broken Bat Brewery, which is this really cool baseball-themed microbrewery. It's a great hang. Love going there myself. They decided to poke a little fun at Mr. Winker Wanker, which I am all for. And they are commemorating not only his distaste for our lovely city in this beautiful state that we all call home, but they're commemorating his abysmal season with the Milwaukee Brewers, where his stunning record-breaking batting average was a whopping 199. And so wow. They are selling beers for $1.99.
I love that.
Which is just pure genius. That other sweet voice that you're all hearing, that is producer Jess, part of the Maggie Dawn team here. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. If you give us a holler and she says hello, say hello, Jess, right on back. I just thought that was adorable. The Broken Bat Brewery posted about it on X yesterday before the deciding Mets-Phillies game of that series. They also texted in that X, or not texted, or posted in that X post, hashtag Red October, which is, of course, a shout out to the Philadelphia Phillies and is their hashtag. So they were also, of course, rooting for the Phillies against the Mets. Alas, my friends, the guys in the white hats did not win that. Last night, much to my chagrin, the Milwaukee Brewers' reverse curse seems to be continuing as the Mets move on to the NLCS. And again, I may have fooled myself. I stumbled onto the Tigers game last night and could not help but watch. Because if it can't be the Brewers, I'll root for the Detroit Tigers. You know, they're another good Midwestern, you know, post-industrial manufacturing sort of town. With, I think, real loyal fans. And the Tigers put up a first. I think this is the first time it's ever happened in Tigers history. They had two back-to-back shutouts against Cleveland, which was really cool. So, go Tigers. I'm all in it for Detroit Rock City. I know my little buddy Dom Salvia, who's got the great show that follows mine every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m., he's a big fan of the Tigers as well. Also, one of my good friends, Paul V, out there. You know who you are. Go Detroit. Enough shop talk, as it were, because I wanted to get us set up for this incredible interview that I recorded just a couple days ago with Olivia Troy. Olivia Troy, if you haven't heard of her before. Lydia Troy is a national security advisor. She worked in the George W. Bush administration. She later worked in the Trump administration and eventually worked as an advisor directly to Vice President Mike Pence. And as part of her brief, her set of assigned duties, when she worked for the Trump administration and then specifically, again, for Vice President Pence, disaster relief, disaster response, and preparedness was part of her set of duties or her brief. So she's obviously a really smart lady. And she also legitimately was in the room and rooms when Donald Trump played politics with American lives, putting American lives at risk. And it's interesting because we actually had her booked and had done the interview before this incredible ad from the Harris-Walz campaign dropped. So that is how on top of it we are here at the Civic Media Radio Network, and especially on the Maggie Dawn Show. Again, we had Ms. Troy already booked, had the interview in the can, and then the Harris-Walz campaign came out with this ad. Let her rip, Jess.
I worked in the Trump administration.
Never in a million years did I ever think that I'd be working in the White House with a president that didn't care about the American people.
He would suggest not giving disaster relief to states that hadn't voted for him.
I remember one time after a wildfire in California, he wouldn't send relief because it was a Democratic state. So we went as far as looking up how many votes he got in those impacted areas to show him, these are people who voted for you. This isn't normal. The job of the president is to protect Americans, regardless of politics.
If Trump's elected again, there'll be no one to stop his worst instincts. You'll have yes men help him implement Project 2025's agenda. Unchecked power, no guardrails.
They will be serving one man. I am voting for Kamala Harris because she will put the safety and security of every American first, whether they voted for her or not.
Yeah. So that's Olivia Troy. Really excited to hear that ad again, because we here at Civic Media had her booked and I had conducted an interview of Miss Troy before that ad even came out. You're going to hear it in her own words. We've got that interview for all of you today at 2:21. Set your watches. Do not miss it. Miss Olivia Troy coming up in this very next segment. But of course, folks, the big hits of the hit parade that is also known as the Maggie Dawn Show does not stop with Miss Troy. At the bottom of the hour, Civic Media's very own meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, is going to join Jess, producer Jess, and I here on the Maggie Dawn Show. We're going to talk about the hurricane response, where things stand. Milton, again, some people thought it was going to hit a Cat 5 hurricane and actually it landfall at a Cat 3. But according to the most recent reporting that I just read, at least five people are dead. Again, people using the terms like biblical destruction. We'll be joined by Brittany Merlot to talk all about that. Of course, the through line there is real clear. You got Olivia Troy talking about how Donald Trump basically will snub his nose at certain Americans and frankly stand idly by while they die. Because to him, fealty and personal loyalty is more important than principle or doing the right thing. If there's any doubt, you can hear it from the people that were literally in the Oval Office with the guy when he was doing this. It's like, what more evidence do you need? If you didn't think January 6th was quite enough as the guy's munching down cheeseburgers while Rome is burning, you can listen to Ms. Troy. So, you know, talking about disaster relief and the role of the president to, again, put American lives above politics in these moments, which is exactly what the Biden-Harris administration has done. You know, rolling right from Olivia Troy to Brittany Merlot, we're going to talk again about Hurricane Milton and Helene. And I've had a couple people text me and be like, it's Helene. Well, I speak French, so it's Helene in my head. So pardon my mispronunciations. At 3 o'clock for today's installment of Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money, I'm really excited for this interview. I love this segment because I'm a nerd and a wonk and a big dork and an economist. But I'm really excited to have the conversation with my guest today. His name is Ryan Grimm. He is a two-time finalist for the Pulitzer Prize. So an incredible journalist. He's focused on DC and politics for most of his career. Used to work at the Huff Post, and he co-founded DropSite News. And we're going to really talk about the political atmosphere in which we're having these discussions about tax and economic policy beyond the, you know, conservative, liberal, Democrat, Republican, Trump, Harris discussion, because these battles, which I really think are the front line of all policy battles about economic policy and about tax policies, these battles have been going on for decades, right? So getting Ryan's take on all that, I'm just so fascinated to hear what he's got to say, as well as just how the ecosphere of basically the Democratic Party as such a big tent party has changed, right? Like, you have what I'm going to call sort of more left, far left progressives in the vein of Bernie Sanders. Of course, we got Bernie Sanders stumping, I believe this week, is it tomorrow or early next week, for President Harris here in the state of Wisconsin. And we got, you know, the Squad and AOC and that faction. And you got sort of the more pragmatic or centrist Democrats. Some might even say they're a little right of center, but that's the Democratic Party. It is a big tent party. So we're going to talk about with Ryan Grimm, again, two-time finalist for the Pulitzer Prize. Really excited to have him. And finally, last but definitely not least, really excited to be joined, because it's Thursday, at 3:30 by Dr. Kristen Lierley, candidate for the 8th Congressional District. I always love checking in with her, see how things are going with her campaign. But she also penned an op-ed for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this week in response to a set of questions that the Journal Sentinel submits to all the congressional candidates. They all get the same questions and they have an opportunity to respond. We'll dig into Dr. Lierley's answers. So we've got all that planned for you. I also have a couple of reflections on Mr. Trump that I'm certain to squeeze in before our time together is done. So keep it locked. This incredible interview, a Civic Media exclusive with Olivia Troy, former national security advisor in the George W. Bush and Trump administration. She was part of advising Mr. Trump related to disaster relief. She's going to tell you in her own words how he played politics with American lives. That is up next here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. Keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves. What is up, Wisconsin? Welcome or welcome back if you're rejoining us. My name's Maggie Dawn, host of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is an extraordinary privilege to be joined by my very special next guest. Her name is Olivia Troy. She is a self-styled John McCain Republican. She's an American national security official. She worked for the Republican National Committee right out of college and then began her career in national security after the September 11th attacks. She served the Pentagon as a George W. Bush administration appointee. She was an intelligence official in the DHS Office of Intelligence and Analysis, serving as a chief of strategy, policy, and plans. And she worked in the office of the Vice President of the United States for Mr. Mike Pence as the Homeland Security and Counterterrorism Advisor. She also served as an aide to the White House Coronavirus Task Force. Also, including all of that incredible resume, part of her brief when she worked in the Trump White House as an aide to Vice President Pence was disaster relief. And so, Ms. Troy, first, thank you for making time for us. And second of all, let's start there with disaster relief. The former MAGA president has said some incredibly untrue inflammatory things about the Biden-Harris administration, indicating that President Biden and Vice President Harris are holding up disaster relief to certain areas of the country run by Republican governors. Your reactions to that, because you have some firsthand experience with that kind of politicking with American lives, if you will.
Yes. Well, Maggie, thanks for having me. It's so great to join you today. And thank you for the thoughtful introduction. I've got to be honest with you. It has been very infuriating to watch Donald Trump politicize this week when so many Americans are in need right now. And it's just been so awful to see these communities and the impact of Hurricane Helene. But, you know, it's always projection with Donald Trump when he's accusing others. I'll say that. And I think, you know, first of all, these are complete lies, just to be very clear, right? I mean, he is flat out lying about what he's saying about the Biden administration's response to the Hurricane Helene in these communities. And the reason I call it projection is because those of us who worked in the Trump administration, I worked on disaster relief. I worked on the coordination of release and disaster relief to these communities at times, whether it was, I mean, I worked floods, I worked hurricanes, I worked tornadoes, I worked mass shootings. I mean, the gamut of us. I think Mike Pence used to call me his bad news bear because when he saw me walking in, he was like, here it comes. This isn't going to be good. She's going to tell me something bad has happened. And time after time, Donald Trump would sit on the disaster relief declaration sometimes. They would be sitting on his office, on his desk, and he would be weighing it depending on how he felt about the politics of the day or that county. And I saw him do it on the wildfires with California. He felt California is a Democrat state. We're not going to release the aid there. And at times people had to tell him, like, by the way, that county actually voted for you, the majority of them. I say that because disaster relief should never be politicized. That shouldn't even enter a president's mind when Americans are in need. That should be it shouldn't even be anywhere near the conversation. And so watching Donald Trump try to spin that and say that the Biden administration is doing this, I know firsthand that that's because Donald Trump, that's how he thinks of the world. He thinks of it as an opportunity that he's in a moment of power where he can pull, you know, the strings on this, and it's to the detriment of Americans, right? It's hurting them. And so he's also hurting Americans today by doing that because he's lying to them. He's making Americans who are already hurting even more upset. And it's just complete disinformation, and it's reckless. It's reckless for someone who wants to be president of the United States again to behave this way. And I think voters should take note of this because today it's that community. The next day, you know, tomorrow it could be yours, and it won't matter. Like I tell people this, Florida, if he has a falling out with Ron DeSantis as a Republican governor, it's all about vengeance. Right.
Well, to Wisconsin voters, to your very point, Olivia, this is a state with a Democratic governor. Heaven forbid, everyone that's listening, every Trump supporter, every independent, every undecided voter, if a terrible natural disaster was to hit this state and Donald Trump, according to the woman that was in the White House in 2018 when it happened, Miss Olivia Troy, my guest today, by her recollection, Donald Trump is likely to not approve aid because we are run by Tony Evers as our governor. This matters. People may die because he wants to play politics with American lives. Again, this most recent reporting coming out of Politico's E&E News that again, you and your colleague Mark Harvey had to literally show Donald Trump the voting numbers from Republican counties in California in order to get the disaster aid relief released in 2018. Now, Mark Harvey has been an outspoken critic. He's come out since the Trump administration. You did so in 2020. You've continued to be an outspoken critic, though again, a self-styled John McCain Republican. You have deep national security and disaster experience, again, running the gamut, as you stated. Liz Cheney was recently in Ripon, Wisconsin, the birthplace of the Republican Party here in this country. What do you have to say, Olivia? Talk to these swing voters or undecideds or traditional conservatives in the state, conservatives of good conscience in the state of Wisconsin. How should they view these hundreds of former Trump administration officials, of which you are one, who have come out and said, not only is he unfit, not only is he a risk to the health and wellness of every single American and our democracy, but I will also voice my support and will be voting for Kamala Harris. What is your message to these voters here in the state?
I think it's important to understand that, I mean, this is completely unprecedented, right? I mean, to have this many people who know Donald Trump, like, so well. We worked with him. We saw what he was like on a daily basis. And these are all very conservative voices. These are Bush alumni. These are Romney alumni, McCain alumni. All of these coalitions are coming together and saying, we've got to take a stand against the extremism of what Donald Trump brings. And he is a danger for our country. And we can disagree on policy issues. But right now, what matters is coming together to stand against this extremism, because we want to preserve our democracy. We want to protect America as we stand today. And so a Donald Trump presidency will be the end of that.
Thank you so much. That is Olivia Troy, an American national security official who worked in the George W. Bush administration and worked in the Trump White House directly for Vice President Pence, a John McCain Republican, a conservative. Thank you, ma'am, for your service to this country and your fearlessness in speaking the truth to American voters. Folks, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. We'll be back with more after these brief messages.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
I can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories. Yeah, when the rain.
Welcome back, Wisconsin. What's up, y'all? Hope you're having a good Thursday. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Folks, I was listening along with all of you to that interview that you just heard from Olivia Troy, former national security advisor and disaster advisor in the George W. Bush and Trump administrations. It still leaves me absolutely gobsmacked. And of course, you then pile on top of that all of the lies, just the absolute avalanche of bat guano nonsense spewing out of people like Eric Hovde and the MAGA cult leader, the Big Cheeto, and people like Marjorie Taylor Greene. Okay? Because listen, there is now, leave it to the wackadoo conspiracy theorists, in addition to the political opportunists, to not let human suffering and death go unleveraged for their personal aggrandizement.
I mean, that would be a waste.
It would completely be a waste that, you know, 230 plus people dead from current Hurricane Helene, at least 5 people dead from Milton. They expect those death tolls to continue to rise. And what do you see? Again, crazy lies. Of course, there's the whole category of lies about, FEMA funding and all that garbage. And literally, Republican after Republican, the actual people on the ground in these communities are saying none of that's true. We're doing everything we can. We're helping people. The federal government's been fantastic. All of that over and over again. But there's this also, like, I'm going to call it the darker underbelly of guano that's being spread around. And I feel compelled to just very briefly address it. The most recent, so this is an old trope. This is an old conspiracy theory that's basically rooted in anti-Semitism going back decades. this is, you know, remember MTGs and the Jewish space lasers causing wildfire? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got to talk about it again. I hate it as much as all of you do because, oh my gosh. But here we go again. It's the same version of this, it's a different version of the same garbage, right? And the anti-Semitic hate-based conspiracy has been that Jewish people control the weather. And where did that come from? Well, it came when one of the members of the Rothschild family bought a portion of the business that helps provide weather statistics and information to government. It's called Weather Central, okay? Not to governments, to media companies like Civic Media, like to the Weather Channel. Like, that's where all of this came from, right? As well as, you know, centuries of anti-Semitism. Mm-hmm. And so... Jess, you might know a thing or two about that. I mean,
I might.
And here we go again. It's, oh, the government controls the weather.
They control it.
Yes. And you got MTG's at it again, putting this nonsense out there. A Butler County state representative posted a link on X citing to this conspiracy theory about the government controlling the weather. I just find this so exhausting. Like, what is wrong with people? And it's, oh, they want to kill Trump supporters. So they, air quotes around the they, have engineered weather to kill Trump supporters.
Because Florida isn't full of retired Jews?
Thank you. It's so insane. You know what's actually killing Trump supporters? The lies told by Eric Hovde and Donald Trump, right? That are keeping from people from accessing the help that they need, that's breeding distrust in the very government officials that are there to help them. That's what's killing Trump supporters in some of these countries, along with Democrats and independents and Jewish folks and Catholics and Baptists and evangelicals. Like, knock it off. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. My good friend in broadcasting, one of my personal heroes, grew up listening to her on the radio, love listening to her every day. It's Jane Matinair, host of Matinair on Air from 10 a.m. to noon across the Civic Media Radio Network. You had some thoughts, Jane. Thanks for calling.
Absolutely, Maggie. The one thing I would suggest, and we did this on our show earlier this morning, I would suggest that everyone call Brian Stile and Tom Tiffany and Scott Fitzgerald and Derek Van Bully and all of them and ask them if the government has a machine that controls the weather. And if they do, did the Republicans not get the manual when they were in office?
Yeah, right. And here's the other. Thanks so much, Jane. I love you. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much for calling, my friend. Here's the other thing. It's like, oh, wait, so climate change is actually a thing? It's just manipulated by they and the government? Like, whoops, did we just like stumble into an admission here? Just totally nuts. Folks, you're going to want to keep it locked because we're going to be talking to Brittany Merlot, Civic Media's weather gal with the mostest. I want to get one more of your comments. And Jack from Merrimack, thanks for your patience. You say what?
Well, first of all, it's clear that the climate change is human caused by the space laser. But beyond that, there's the German-American historian and student of the Nazi culture by the name of Hannah Arendt. And she basically calls this stuff for what it is. She says in at least one of her works that the constant lying, the purpose of it is not so that people believe the lies, because most people probably don't, but rather it's to confuse the issues to the point where nobody really is sure what to believe anymore. And the ideal subject, she stated, for instance, fascists and Nazis, is not somebody that's a dedicated cultist, but rather it's somebody that's really, they're not sure what's really happening.
Gosh, thanks so much for that point, Jack. 100%, right? It's to confuse the issue, get your eye off the ball. And basically, I called this the blender of BS back when I was a lawyer, where the other side would just throw out so much BS that you could lose what the core issue was. You could confuse juries. And here the jury is the American people, right? To confuse you, to make it seem like, oh, well, I can't really trust anything. No, spend 15 minutes on the internet, read reputable sources, do some fact checking. The interwebs is there to help you, you know, use these tools for good instead of succumbing to all of this garbage, which is just designed to keep you from engaging, to keep you from advocating for yourself at the ballot box. But so excited to bring on Brittany Merlot, Civic Media's very own weather gal with the mostest. Brittany, thanks so much for making time and joining us. Can you give us an update on what has transpired with Merlin? It's now back, has crossed the Florida peninsula and is back out over the ocean. But what sort of devastation, what sort of impact are we seeing in these early reports from Milton's landfall?
Yeah, so it is off and away from Florida, but the surge is still slamming into northeastern parts of the state towards Jacksonville and even Daytona. They're seeing about 3 to 5 feet pushing in there. Now, this is a statewide thing. This is not just where did the eye hit, where were the strongest winds, what was the category when it hit. This is a powerful storm all around, and the entire state is pretty much devastated. So when it first came through, I mean, it was throwing some decent rainfall, and then the tornado outbreak, which no one really talked about. They were 130 tornado warnings yesterday.
That is, oh my gosh,
insanity. I mean, that is an outbreak that we would see somewhere in southern, you know, the United States. And these were not the little spin-ups that you would normally see in, you know, the hurricane bands that come in. Those are usually brief and, you know, they don't do as much damage. These were wedge tornadoes. These were destructive, big tornadoes that moved through. And that hit the eastern side of the state as well. So people who didn't even evacuate, or maybe they evacuated to the eastern side of the state or further inland, they were dealing with this first. Then the actual hurricane hit. Milton came in. It was a Category 5, weakened as to a Category 3 when it actually made landfall. That brought 100-mile-plus winds into Siesta Key, into Sarasota, all the way down south into Fort Myers. And those winds even extended inland into Orlando because it was still a Cat 2 at this point. So yeah. Tons of trees are down, you know, and they're still recovering from Helene. So
of course,
the debris that was already tampered with or, you know, loose had
yes.
even more of a chance to come down. So it was the winds, it was the tornadoes, and then the surge, of course. Now, maybe we didn't get 15 feet that we can tell right now, but there is reports coming in from at least 10 feet of surge into a Manasota Key, Venice, Punta Gorda, a lot of places, this, you know, into north of Fort Myers, south of Tampa. So a lot of damage into that area in terms of surge. And I think right now the reports are about 9 have died.
Oh, my gosh. The latest I've seen, to your point exactly, Brittany, were that the majority of the deaths were actually from St. Lucie County on the opposite coast from Milton's landfall, exactly to your point. And folks yep. that listen to my show, folks that listen to my show a lot know that I'm a huge baseball fan. One of the scariest images I saw was the roof just ripped off of Tropicana Park in Tampa. I mean, it is destroyed. It's the images are just absolutely shocking. Do you have a read recent numbers, Brittany, on the number of folks without power? I mean, that really from a health and emergency response perspective, it's you know, water, clean water and power. How many people are out of power? Do we know?
Yeah, that is a huge deal. Actually, if you're not familiar with Florida, their water table is really, really close to the surface, right? So if they flood a lot, that'll mess with their fresh water. And I know that St. Pete's water main broke, so their water access was shut down. I believe the last number I heard was 3 million without power. And most of those were in Hardy, Sarasota, and Manatee counties. But like you said, that raised baseball roof, reports are saying, there was a reporter who dug into this, supposedly it was made out of fiberglass, which would be able to withstand at least 110 mile per hour winds in Tampa.
Well, this stress test gives it a big F, as in fail. I mean, it's wow. You know, and Brittany, I'll just give you some of my thoughts and feel free to respond as you would like. It's just so ironic in the most unfortunate way that here we have to see these back-to-back massive weather events. We know that weather events are increasing in severity and acuteness, and yet we still have so many that deny climate change or basically say the way to solve this problem is to deregulate the oil and gas industry. Thanks so much for making time, Brittany. Any final thoughts for folks out there?
You know, I would just say, even Wisconsin weather's changing. It's not even just down south. Pay attention. Yeah. You'll see it.
Thanks so much. That's Civic Media's very own Brittany Merlot giving us an update on the devastation wrought by both Hurricane Helene and Milton. We'll be back with more. My name's Maggie Dawn here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Your thoughts and comments are welcome. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Y'all, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My thanks to Civic Media's weather gal with the mostest, Brittany Merlot, for her update on the impacts of Hurricane Milton. Your thoughts and comments are welcome. I've just been so completely ticked off about the nonsense from the right on everything. But especially in the wake of this human tragedy, it is just, it's unrelenting. I conjure up the line, sir, have you no shame, right? I mean, that is where I feel like we're at. Listen, if you want to help folks out who may be suffering from the impacts of Hurricane Helene or Milton, there are two great organizations out there that actually provide really good information on nonprofit groups and aid agencies. The one is called Charity Navigator. We're going to drop their website in our show notes. Charity Navigator is the first one. The second one is an outfit called GuideStar. GuideStar, you can find at, it's real easy, guidestar.org. And Charity Navigator, again, that's just charitynavigator.org. You can find out like what percentage of every dollar actually goes to the people that need the help. There's also set up a Florida Disaster Fund. This is the state's private disaster response fund. You can find that at volunteerflorida.org/donate. FDF. That's volunteerflorida.org/donate FTF. Of course, there's Catholic Charities, American Red Cross, Feeding Tampa Bay, Save the Children. There's lots. The New York Times has a really good summary of all of the various aid agencies that are responding to Milton. So you can find information there. Okay, I got to take a breath. Love to hear from each and every one of you. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Mark from Prairie du Sac, you wanted to make a comment, sir.
Yeah, it's the anti-Semitism and the whole blood libel that they're spreading out to more and more people for these guys is just pretty disgusting and disturbing. I mean, I read about the Third Reich when I was in sixth grade when I got Scheer's book, The Rise and Fall of Adolf Hitler, which was an abridged version of Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. And I see echoes of that there. And if indeed the government did have control of the weather, you know, Trump would have used it back when he was president because it didn't get invented overnight. And if they did invent it now, that what would happen is if they had that such control over the weather, they would have plucked Mar-a-Lago up and just dumped it in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean while Trump was there. I mean, that for them to be spreading this nonsense is just, it's just horrific. And the lies that come out, and it just echoes on itself, and you get, you know, what the daily, the news desk or whatever, you know, some right-wing site that I see on Fox News, that they're spreading this false information, and people, the danger in that, then people are not going to be seeking out the help that they need because they think, oh, the FEMA is going to come in and steal my help.
Yes, that is exactly my point, Mark. If you think that this is harming Republicans, that these weather events are harming GOP-leaning voters more than Democratic voters, then why the hell are you lying to people about the very agencies and government jurisdictions that are trying to help people, for crying out loud? It is absolutely unconscionable. I want to play you a little clip that was said on, I don't even want to say this guy's name anymore, Jesse Waters' trolling, steaming pile of you-know-what that apparently passes for TV commentary these days, because this is the sort of like just craziness, cravenness, cruelty, pick another C word. It needs no introduction. Just roll the clip, Jess.
Now, I don't see why any man would vote Democrat. It's not the party of virtue, security. It's not the party of strength. It's definitely not the party of family. And
what?
To be a man and then vote for a woman just because she's a woman is either childish, that person has mommy issues, or they're just trying to be accepted by other women. And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What? How is it acceptable for someone that says things that are this stupid to be paid millions of dollars to pollute our political discussion? Like, shame on you, Fox. Shame on you, Jesse Waters. And I don't care if it's rhetoric. That's just disgusting. By the way, Jesse, this gal right here, Maggie Dawn, I have a little message for you. Any man who's stupid enough to disqualify someone clearly who has an actual moral compass because she's a woman has daddy issues and needs to get some serious therapy. You dolt. I mean, what an oxygen thief that guy is. I've never heard one cogent thought out of Jesse Waters' mouth
and
ever.
And you never will.
And you never will. Just you listen to him and you've immediately gotten 2 IQ points less intelligent. It is cause and effect. We're going to have to take a little break because I have to gather myself.
You got to go put out the fire on your hair.
Well, it's on my hair.
Right.
Yes, got it. Folks, that is the theme on the Maggie Dawn Show. What will Maggie's hair be on fire about today? A new segment. We should start doing that. Mm-hmm. What's got my hair on fire today? I'm going to go put my hair out. We're going to come back for today's very special episode of Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. I got Ryan Grimm, a 2-time Pulitzer Prize finalist. We're going to talk about the political big tent that is the Democratic Party. What all this means for the tax and wage policy changes that we need to see in this country to better serve and make sure that the middle class is served by our economy. Keep it locked, everybody. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.